AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. An NBA coach and a player are facing federal charges over gambling. Gethin Coolbaugh has details.
The NBA says it's placing Portland Trail Blazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier on immediate leave after their Thursday arrests, along with more than 30 others in alleged gambling schemes. FBI Director Kash Patel.
It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery.
Billups was charged with participating in a conspiracy to fix high-stakes card games that were backed by La Cosa Nostra crime families. Rozier was accused in a second scheme to concoct fraudulent bets by exploiting confidential information about NBA athletes and teams. Also arrested was former NBA assistant coach and player Damon Jones, who is charged with participating in both schemes. A league statement says, quote, "The integrity of our game remains our top priority." I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Sales of existing homes picked up pace in September. The National Association of Realtors reports a 1.5% increase from August. Easing mortgage rates and an increase in available properties encouraged buyers. Alex Vega has the latest read on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.19%. That's the lowest level in more than a year and the third straight weekly drop. I'm Alex Vega.
Stocks were back on the rise today. The S&P climbed 0.6%, closing in on its all-time high. The Dow added 144 points, also finishing just below its record. The Nasdaq gained 0.9%. Oil and gas stocks led the way as oil prices jumped more than 5%. That followed the Trump administration's announcement of new sanctions on Russia's oil industry. The EU's followed up with its own sanctions on Russia, aiming to push Vladimir Putin to peace talks on Ukraine. This is AP News. Canada, moving on. Karen Chamas explains.
Prime Minister Mark Carney announced a new shift in the country's economic direction.
This decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over.
He said many of Canada's former strengths, based on close ties to America, have become vulnerabilities. Carney, who will release his government's budget on November the 4th, also said,
"Our goal for Canada is to double our non-U.S. exports over the course of the next decade, generating more than $300 billion more in trade. And that's new orders for Canadian resources, technologies, and expertise."
President Donald Trump has been threatening Canada's economy and sovereignty with tariffs, most offensively by claiming Canada could be the 51st state. I'm Karen Chamas.
There's more news and the latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.